This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. To sum up the week in news, we need to head down to our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., Budget Fight Central. President Obama nominated Janet Yellen to replace Ben Bernanke as the new Fed chair in January. We'll get to that in a minute, but first, the Affordable Care Act. We're 2 weeks in, and we're gonna, take its temperature. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein joins me from the health desk at WHYY. Welcome, Dan.
Hey, Lizzie. Thank you.
You've been covering the rollout of the healthcare exchanges. It's been bumpy. Where are we now? What's going on?
Bumpy like a 4x4 truck ride. I mean, this has been a really rough start to the Affordable Care Act exchanges. There's no doubt. I mean, there have been a lot of technical glitches, as everybody knows. What the source of the technical glitches is a bit of a mystery. We're not getting total transparency from the federal officials on that. But I think what is becoming clear is that not only was healthcare.gov, the exchange site where people can go and buy subsidized insurance, overwhelmed with a lot of visitors, it was also, there's some software problems.
A lot of this seems to depend on where you live. Some of the state exchanges seem to be working well. Everyone holds up Kentucky as an example of a success.
Yeah, no, a couple of states these past couple of weeks have gotten a lot of pats on the back. Kentucky's one, Nevada's another, New York is a third where they've had some 40,000 people enroll and be eligible to begin shopping and looking for different plans. The state exchanges seem to be doing much better for any number of reasons. I think one key point is that, you know, the state exchanges just had to think about their own state, whereas the federal government, which is running 36 individual exchanges, had a much heavier lift to figure out all of the different bureaucracy, the different Medicaid programs, et cetera, et cetera. And what you've got with these state programs also, some of these states have built in, and I think Kentucky is one of them, you just put in basically your zip code, and then you can just start shopping and checking out all the different products available, all the different health insurance products, how much it costs, what the deductibles are, all of that.
Dan, a lot of the people coming into the exchanges have never had health insurance before. And so the price they may see for a premium isn't the entire cost of insurance. There's a deductible, there's a copay. How do they know what the real price of all of this is going to be? It's pretty confusing.
I think that there's a lot of consternation. I mean, you're right that a lot of people who are going to be going to these exchanges are going to be buying health insurance for the very first time. This is not a simple product to understand and appreciate. What people have to remember is the premium is just one part of the cost. You've got the deductible, how much you have to pay before the insurance actually kicks in. You've got out-of-pocket costs, co-pays, co-insurance, depending on the plan. There are lots of things and lots of technical jargony things that are going to confuse lots of folks. Now, one of the things that everybody needs to remember is there are call centers that people can call federally, whether it's the federal run exchange or the state-based exchanges. There are call centers, there are people who are trained to help walk consumers through this very tricky process.
Bottom line, consumers have a limited period of time in which they can sign up. From the people you've talked to, do you have a sense of how patient consumers are willing to be with all of these glitches and delays?
You know, I was talking with this one source. This guy's out in Seattle right now, and his job is, for the past year plus, has been to work with about 11 states that are putting up their exchanges and really kind of gearing up for the Affordable Care Act in their states. And these are, you know, these are the sort of most forward-leaning, pro-ACA states in the country. And he was talking about how all these staff who are manning the phones, who are taking in these applications, who are talking with the consumers who are finally getting health insurance for the first time in their lives, or who have fought with insurance companies for years and years because of their pre-existing conditions, the pure joy and elation has come across. We're talking about the glitches, but we're forgetting about the fact that there are a lot of people who are getting a product that they have desperately wanted. That means if you can't get it in day one or week one or even week two, because of technical glitches, you are willing to wait. That said, a lot of folks that I'm talking to are circling November 1st on their calendars because November 1st is about 6 weeks before the first deadline, which is December 15th. If you want to have health insurance coverage starting to kick in on January 1st, you've got to enroll by December 15th. People, based on the experience in Massachusetts, you need kind of a six-week run-up to get all these people in. And let's not forget, in order to make the Affordable Care Act prices affordable going forward after this year, you need a lot of young, healthy people who don't have high costs to buy insurance. The more these technical glitches get in the way, the shorter the window is for people to sign up, the more folks are worried that you're just not going to have that kind of critical mass come in, enroll, and get this Affordable Care Act up and off the ground.
Dan Gorenstein covers healthcare for Marketplace. Dan, thank you so much.
Lizzie, thank you.
We want to hear about your experiences if you're shopping for healthcare on one of the exchanges. What are you finding and what do you wish you knew? Head on over to marketplacemoney.org and click on the contact link.